Yesterday was crossover day in Annapolis, the day by which legislation has to pass either the House or the Senate to have its best chance of becoming law before this year's session is done. I'm joined by WYPR's Rachel Bay to discuss which legislation survived the hurdle. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Policing issues have been at the center of a lot of debates in Annapolis and Baltimore this year, and I understand several bills affecting police survived crossover day. What do some of these bills do?
Well, at the top of the list is a sort of mega bill passed yesterday by the House. That bill includes more than a dozen different changes, including several to the very controversial Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. This bill, it shortens the amount of time police have to get legal representation before facing a disciplinary hearing from 10 days to 5. It gives a civilian a seat on the disciplinary review board. It creates new training and recruitment standards. And it opens disciplinary hearings to the public, except in very specific cases.
Those bills affect police departments across the state. There were also some Baltimore-specific police bills that passed. What do those do?
Yeah, one offers property tax credits to employees of the Baltimore City Police, Fire, and Sheriff's Departments who live in Baltimore. Another removes some hurdles to filing excessive force complaints with the Civilian Review Board. It removes the time limit for filing those complaints, and it removes the requirement that the complaint be notarized.
Democratic leaders in the General Assembly have also been pushing a package of Baltimore legislation not related to the police. What happened to those bills?
The leadership has been pushing a package of bills they say will specifically benefit Baltimore, though many of them actually would affect other jurisdictions as well. And yesterday, the House passed a few of those quote-unquote Baltimore bills.
And what do they do?
One offers financial incentives to hospitals and universities that expand into blighted areas. Another pays for extended school days and summer programs in school districts in jurisdictions with high poverty rates. Another helps students from low-income households qualify for college scholarships while they're in middle school so that they know they can go to college even before they begin high school and so they know they can strive for it. It also offers a mentorship program to help them get there.
There was also some legislation dealing with urban blight in Baltimore, tearing down vacant houses. What happened to those bills?
The House passed one of those yesterday that offers property tax credits to people who buy and rehab vacant houses in parts of Baltimore with a lot of vacant homes. And then a few of the Baltimore bills passed in the House before crossover day, so we're already seeing those move through the Senate. One of those bills requires funding for the demolition plan Governor Hogan announced in January.
The General Assembly's also taken on some controversial transportation planning issues. Did those bills survive crossover day?
There are two bills that are generally considered a reaction to Governor Hogan's decision to cancel the red line last summer. One bill passed in the House yesterday creates a board to oversee planning for the Maryland Transit Administration. Over the weekend, the House also passed the bill that would create a scoring system for transportation projects. The supporters of the bill have said that the bill creates transparency in the planning process, but the Hogan administration has been pretty vocally opposed to it, saying that it creates needless bureaucracy and removes local input from the process.
Last week, you reported on a bill that would bar the state from using aerial photography to assess property taxes. What happened to that bill?
So that one passed yesterday in the Senate, and it moves on to the House, surviving the crossover.
The General Assembly session ends April 11th. Rachel Bay will continue to cover it in the weeks to come. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.